Recording. Mic working. Check. 1, 2. Beep, 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 beep. Okay.
Baba Gooby.
Baba Duke. Okay. Logo should be over that.
Baba Duke.
What's up?
Are we starting?
Yeah, sure. What the hell?
All right.
Not gonna edit out the beginning.
All professional and shit.
Mm.
Take my glasses off.
Glasses.
They're so reflective.
Welcome to, I have no idea what number, but another episode of Odd Talk.
Let's call it 5.
We'll call it 5. Odd Talk with Jim and TR. And, we will, be talking about ghosts tonight. We found, with the help of our, program design director here tonight, we found a lot of good ghosty videos.
Ghosties.
We'll give our thoughts on them, whether we thought they were authentic or faked. What else?
I got a little quiz for you.
Got a little quiz? Kind of. We'll see what happens with that. Well, it'll be fun. You can describe that if you want.
We'll count up how many years in prison we'd all do.
How many years in prison we would do for...
Sex acts.
Sexual acts. I think I've done them all.
I think you have, too.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out for sure.
Oh, my eyes all red. Ugh, what was that one on the left? No? Right? Right's red. Okay. Okay. I think last time we did a show, we used YouTube. It was a ordeal. So now we're just using screen capture and going to post it later on.
So, this is not live. We won't get any calls, but that's
okay. No, that's okay. When I start falling asleep, I'll end it. I am going to play the first ghost clip we got here. It is actually a ghost on a baby monitor. So, you can watch it now. Guy. You can see that guy there. You can watch it here and give your thoughts. Go ahead and move that over for you. Whoops. Courtesy of YouTube. What you're looking at there is the figure in the middle over top of the baby. To me, it looks like a web on the screen or on the lens of some sort. I've seen that many times. It blows in any of the slightest wind. Spider web, cobweb.
Even a small bug.
Yeah.
Close to the lens like that.
Yeah.
And they're filming it with their cell phone, which is nice.
Yeah. I love that about that. I saw that one thing on the internet, yeah. Quick, honey, there's a UFO, or there's Bigfoot, or grab the worst camera we have. It's always so grainy and ugly and shit. Ugh. Yeah, that looks to me like a spider on a lens.
Yeah, because you can see the light coming all the way down off the frame.
And I can see the leg moving right there, the bug.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be getting...
They are very dedicated to this clip, though.
Yes.
This is a long clip.
It is 2 minutes long. We're a minute and a half in. That's exactly what it looks like to me. And we have those in our building all the time. Webs that just move around the lens. See, it stayed on the lens. It's just crawling on the lens. I don't know. You can see it down here. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with no paranormal on that one.
What the hell's that?
That's where the clip ends. I'm going to go no paranormal on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to vote that way, too.
No paranormal. Not knocking the find of our program designer. We need that. We need good and bad. We need good and bad. That's what we do. But that's kind of like an example of the crap, not crap, but stuff we get, you know, from people who do investigating, and they ask us for our opinion, and, you know, Look what I got. And we're like, yeah, that doesn't look like anything. But they're happy about it. They put it on the internet, and
get ridiculed. So, you know, yeah, more power to them.
Whatever. Whatever you got to do. Yeah, it's just... I wouldn't have posted that online saying it was a ghost. It was...
Without making sure there wasn't a spider
web. Well, yeah. You don't do that. I mean, that was 2 minutes straight of just a slow-moving web on a lens. Eh, here's what it is. I'm actually going to go to the next one. I have... I'm going to save that for last. This one's funny. Ghosts of a Native American Girl.
Oh,
with the Michael Myers music. Thank you very much. I did not plan that. Another 2 minute long clip, I believe. Superimpose a girl. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's looking at something. Yeah, well, it was looking, but then you found something to look at. Behind this. You see how it's behind the rope? It's actually behind the rope, and that's hard to do.
Not a coincidence in fucking Texas.
Yeah. Okay, we'll pause it here. And just give my views, and we'll give our opinions. I don't know.
It's a very good photo.
I've seen it many times. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's my first time seeing it, but I've never studied it. And to have everything in front of it, this line here, you know, of the post coming down, is holding the light. It's coming in front of the dress there. It's coming in front of her dress there. Her arm right here is behind this one. To impose a photo behind these things.
Where is her other arm?
Well, there's one coming down here, and I thought that was it coming out here, maybe? Or that's the background, so I don't see another arm then. I don't know.
And the top of the head just kind of cuts off.
Well.
I don't know if that's due to the pixelation or what.
Well, it could be. I mean, these leaves are cut off.
Yeah.
You don't know. I don't know.
That does seem to be where the IR kind of cuts off in the rest of the photo.
I'm saying if it's real, good job. Because of... It would have to be... You would have to put a little bit of work into it because this would have been put over top of these things and they would have had to re-put them in and demo them and shit. I mean, I don't know.
Unless that was the image they put in first and then put this deer image over top of it.
That's just a lot of work for a picture. I don't know why people would waste their time.
I don't know why people waste their time faking shit anyway.
I don't know. It's just stupid. But the thing is, this is actually a fence. This is a barbed wire fence, it looks like. And it actually ends. There's nothing there. So the camera doesn't capture that light. I don't know. Scale looks, I mean, it's behind, it's a good couple feet back from this post here. And the deer's looking, so it has to be true.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that one. That was a good. I'd say if real, good job. If not, stop wasting our time. And all of these are courtesy of unexplained.co. That's what the site says, so. Unexplained.co.
That's like the internet's new shorthand for calm. Because yeah. Calm is so hard to type out.
Yeah, well, that's just like all the idiots who put letters to words, even though the words are one syllable. Like, G-2-G. Oh my god. They're all one syllable words, but you change G-2-G. Them to one letter, which is one syllable. It's the same fucking thing. Oh, I hate idiots. Idiots. Oh my god.
Pussy.
Oh, I'm tired.
You're a vagina.
What do you got on these questions, dude? You want to start asking me questions? We got two more video clips.
Yeah, we'll break up the monotony a little bit.
Yeah, we're not going to do a long one here. We're just trying to get it out there, see what's up. See how the screen capture works, playing the videos, give the narration in the background. See how it all works. Okay, give me some questions. All
right.
Give a detailed explanation.
You're doing years in jail based on the naughty things you have done. How long would you be locked up?
Okay. I'm probably dead.
There's a long list of things here. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Yeah, just put it a little bit closer.
Still too bright.
No? Okay.
A little too bright there.
And oh, there you go.
A pretty decent list.
And back, okay.
Is she going to participate?
No.
Okay. Did 69.
Yeah.
That's 2 years.
Oh, damn.
Did anal.
Yeah.
That's 2 years.
Jesus.
Oral sex.
Yeah.
That's 3 years. Have nudes on your phone right now.
Yeah.
That's 3 years. Fucked in the shower.
Yeah.
That's 2 years. Fucked in a car.
Yeah.
2 years.
Virginity.
fucked in a bed that neither of you owned.
Yeah.
That's 5 years.
Jesus Christ. Can you add these up? Can you add these up real quick? Okay, she's adding them up. Okay, I'll be on death fucking row.
Sex with the lights on.
Yeah.
1 year, or 2 years. 2 years. Sex in the dark.
Yeah.
1 year. Sex in public.
Yeah.
4 years. sex outside.
Yeah, that's public. What the hell's the difference between that and public?
I don't know. 3 years. Sex with food.
Yeah.
That's 3 years. Sex with toys.
Yeah.
That's 2 years. fucked while drunk. That's 3 years. Fucked while high.
No.
All right, that's 3 years you saved yourself.
I'm not a pothead.
Fucked a friend.
Yeah.
That is 4 years. Fucked a stranger.
Yeah.
That's 5 years.
Everybody's a stranger until you fuck them.
3-some or more.
Yeah.
4 years.
Jesus.
sex with the same sex.
No.
All right. sex with someone off limits. I don't know what that means.
I do, yeah. it's kind of like somebody who you and your friends say, you know, we're not going to go after that person, or you know, there's a truce. We both want that person. We're not gonna let's not fight over her. But then you end up still doing it. yeah.
I've never done that one.
Yeah.
Sex with your ex. 5.
Yeah.
And then sex with your ex is 3. Sex before you turned 18.
Yeah.
That's 3 years. Owning sex toys.
yeah. yeah.
That's 3 years.
At least it's not 3 for everyone. I'd be fucked.
Watched porn. That's 1 year.
Okay.
Made a sex tape.
yeah.
That's 5 years.
Jesus.
Use sex to barter.
Yeah.
That's 3 years.
Jesus.
Have unusual fetishes.
yeah.
that's another 5 years. and done.
Holy shit. So all but gay sex. What's the total?
78 years.
Jesus Christ! You're in there for life. 78 out of 80. Because the gay.
I think there was 6 you missed.
What were the, how? No, it was only gay sex. I think.
There was gay sex. There was something else.
What?
Sex while high.
Oh yeah, so 2.
Yeah, that's 6 years though that you took off.
So I didn't do 2 of the list.
Yeah, 78 out of
4. I gotta rethink my life choices.
78 out of 84. Oh,
man. It explains a lot.
Do you want me to go through this?
Sure.
Start another town.
I thought you didn't want to be on camera. Well, not much. I had you behind it, but now you're sitting up.
There you go. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Did 69. Yes, that's 2 years. If you did 69, you did oral.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
I just realized that.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like the public and
yeah,
whatever.
And outside.
Yeah.
I've never done anal. Did oral, yes, that's 3. Have nudes on your phone, yes, that's another 3.
Yeah, so.
Fucked in the shower, that's 2. Fucked in a car, that's another 2. Fucked in a bed that neither of you owned, that's 5.
Better not have been mine.
Huh?
Better not have been mine.
It was not yours. Although your couch... Definitely. Sex with the lights on, that's another 2 years. Sex in the dark, that's 1 year. Sex in public, that's 4 years. Sex outside, 3 years. Never had sex with food involved. Sex with toys, that's 2 years. Sex while drunk, that's 3 years. Never had sex while high. Fucked a friend? Is that like call a friend or in?
Anybody you're not dating that you talk
to? No, I'm like, is that like I called a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Can I get your help? No. That's 4 years. I've done that. Fucked a stranger? No. Threesome? Kinda.
Yeah.
That's 4 years.
It counts.
Sex with the same sex, no.
Yeah, right.
Sex with someone off limits, no. Sex with your ex, yes, 3 years. Sex before 18, barely, but yes, 3 years. I own sex toys. Finally.
Now. Another 3 years. You're welcome.
Watch porn. Yeah, that's 1 year. Made a sex tape. That's 5 years. Use sex to barter.
It's mostly a girl thing.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that.
It's a weird for guys to do it. I have. But... That's just because I had stuff.
It's like, I'll bone you if you do this?
It's because I had stuff they wanted. And like, oh, you got to delete that. Well. You got to come over for a little while, babe.
We'll see. I've kind of done that. Well, like, oh, you better delete that.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, well, you got to do, you know, something to my wiener first.
Well, that's bartering.
Oh, fuck. All right, that's 3 years. And have an unusual fetish. I don't know what unusual is.
We'll name some of your fetishes. I'll tell you if they're unusual. What do you like?
Being tied up isn't.
That's not unusual to me.
No. I don't have a foot fetish.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't want to be peed on.
I love that. I mean, you know, that goes... I mean, just... Think of the stupidest shit. I mean, crazy would be like a scat fetish or something,
that's
or
weird.
You know, or puking, or
no.
You know, that's fetish stuff. I mean, pain. You know, just you know.
No, I don't like pain.
S&M, all that kind of stuff. So you know, you don't have any weird things. You just like getting in and getting out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, not you're not weird.
Like, I like using toys.
Well, that's not weird.
Yeah. All right, so I'm clean. All right, what's my total? Yeah.
That'd be like 55.
58 years. Woo! 20 years less than you.
Seems about right. Seems about right. Oh, that's fucking crazy.
58.
It was all normal shit, though. There was nothing crazy about that.
No.
If anybody's, you know, old, who's sexually active and older than 20, you've probably done most of those things. I mean, I was like...
I've never done anal, though.
I was 16 when I hit, like, 60 years on that list. No. My first time was 17.
That's when mine was.
I was a late bloomer. And then I just took the brakes off and just started going. But it was. But the thing is, my first time was probably four of those things on that list.
Oh, really?
Car, public.
Yeah. Under 18.
Under 18. And I don't know what the other one. I don't remember what the other things were. But yeah, I've done. That was my first time.
Yeah, mine was in a car. It was in public. It was outside.
Mm-hmm.
I was under 18.
So that's four. That's my four. And I got caught by the cops.
I didn't do that. But mine was in daylight.
That was in the evening, but I got caught by the cops.
Mine was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, I waited till night. We were playing tic-tac-toe on the windows. Strip tic-tac-toe. I was so sly. But forgot to crack the window, so they were all fogged up. Cops pulled right up. It was like, oh, shit. All they did was they asked her, is everything okay? You okay? She's like, yeah, that's my boyfriend. And he pulled me to the side. He's like, dude, everything all right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, next time, crack the windows. I was like, all right, man, thanks. That was cool.
Yeah, that's...
I can see you.
The one time my car got...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Move to your left.
There you go.
God.
Yeah, the one time my car got stuck in the snow when I was driving back to a spot in Newcastle where everybody goes to fuck. And the cop pulls up, sees me and the girl trying to dig the car out. And he goes, damn, son, you ain't getting no pussy tonight.
Yeah, cop.
And then he did the, are you, yeah. How old are you? Are you here against your will kind of shit.
Yeah. And we were both under 18, but it was like, yeah, it was fine. I literally had my underwear on inside out. Pants weren't buttoned up. She was ass naked. Because I don't lose in tic-tac-toe. But God damn it, I regret every freaking second of that. So, we'll go back to the ghosties. We got two more clips I'm going to save. This one is Ghost in a Hotel on Closed Circuit TV. Check this one out. You got to pay attention. Here we go.
Oh, I got to pay attention?
Yes. You got to give your commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's seeing this right now. Lenses, man, they ruin the perspective.
Why is this camera so shaky if it's supposed to be a security camera?
He's recording with his cell phone on the screen.
Oh, okay.
See right there? It looks like it's on the couch.
Yeah. But it's now traveling. It's traveling up. A straight line up, though.
Yeah.
It's not going left or right.
But see, what makes me not think it's a bug is that it just appears.
No, I saw it come in from off frame.
Well, these zoomed in here. Hold on, look at the beginning. Watch.
Look, here it comes. From off frame.
And when it gets see, there's his mouse cursor, so they zoomed in. You can't see the outer window. I don't know, man. I hate... I mean, these are the most authentic ones, but you... Most of them aren't real. Like, aren't
it's
ghosts.
Just, it's just people that don't understand what they're looking at. Like, look, it's in the center of the frame, it's bigger, because the lens is farther away from the sensor at the middle of the frame. And yet, when it gets to the top, it gets smaller again, and it goes out of frame.
And they don't run out and look at the screen, the lens, they just stare at the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say no to that one. Like I said, I've used DVR systems when I investigate, and I don't know how many times I've had this stuff on mine, and I just went and checked it and cleaned the damn lens off, and it wasn't there anymore.
Yeah. It's like, oh my god, this mist keeps appearing.
Bugs are attracted, for some reason, to IR. They just go to it for some... I mean, it does something. I don't know how many times we get spider webs and shit all over the lenses, and they have the cover on them, and they go underneath the cover, and... Yeah, people, I don't know. Look, that's a bug. I mean, that's
a
bug.
Yeah, look at it moving.
Yeah, it's moving. But when it's that close to the lens and they're focusing on that, and I do security, so I know whenever you actually set the focus on a security camera, you focus on what you want to look at. That camera wants to focus on this room, which means the focus actually is zoomed in on all of this, so which means whatever is dead on the lens is going to be blurry, and you're not going to be able to make anything out. Yeah, now, if they zoomed and focused outwardly, you could probably see every single leg and everything on that bug right now.
Yeah, it's the same thing as if the bug was past the room.
Yeah.
It's focused on the center of the room.
Yeah. So I'd say no to that one. Oh, we got three more. Okay, I'm saving Gettysburg for last just because I know Gettysburg. We have ghost sighting filmed on closed circuit TV in Toowoomba.
Where the fuck is that?
I don't know. Is there any story with this? No story? The surveillance camera footage shows a white glowing shape appear in the right-hand corner walking up and down the street. Walking up and down the street. Right-hand corner.
A lot of nothing right now.
Well, I see movement up here in the right. Here it is.
Oh.
There it is. Okay, that's something walking. I can see that. But then I also see something here. That's pixelization. But it sees it. The camera sees it moving.
And then it's just kind of gone.
And I still see it there. It's right in the middle here, right there. Now it's back up here. It's changing shape. Going back up.
It's not as tall as it was before.
That to me looks...
Now it is.
Now it looks like a person again.
Yeah.
And it's walking back. It looked like it was a walking person up here.
Yeah.
And then it changed into a mist form here. And then went back up. See, what's all that shit? Did you see that right there? Watch right here after it walks out the gate. Watch like right here. Underneath that light in the top right corner. Watch in the field. Like, watch all this. Look. It looks like something manifests right there.
Yeah.
And disappeared.
I don't know. That one's weird.
That is weird. And I've seen a lot of ones like this. I saw a Disneyland one.
Mm-hmm.
They would walk through the gate and all that stuff. I don't know, man. It looks... I can't explain that one, because it's not close to the lens, obviously. It's walking through that entranceway.
Yeah.
It's not just lingering on the lens.
Yeah, and the only problem I have with it is it's very pixelated.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
What do you get?
Yeah.
Night vision, that's what it does. I mean, it comes out in there, does something in the middle, and it walks back up.
Comes in, takes a shit on the lawn.
That's usually what happens.
Goes shit right on the lawn.
Right there.
And then just walks out. Real cash. Real cash.
Takes it out. Boom, boom, boom. And then its little cousin just comes out here and says, hey, I want to say hi.
I want to smell it.
And then, boom, video ends. Yeah. Once again, there's your website. Feel free to go on there and check that out. Unexplained.co. I don't know about that one. I'd say maybe.
That's a Mabes.
You can go here to BeyondSightParanormal.com. You can actually see videos. This is actually one of my all-time faves. We'll see if it catches it. Let me play it. It's a Hampton Court ghost, which is, it's not King Henry, whatever.
This is what a security camera at Hampton Court.
This is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
About 3 weeks ago.
Oh, well, let me full screen it. Oh, really?
Click YouTube.
Right there?
Yeah, it'll take you to the link, and then you can put it.
Oh, okay.
This is what a security camera at Hampton Court captured on tape.
This is freaking awesome. I don't know if you ever saw this, but watch.
No,
look.
Right, now what this is,
watch.
The security staff heard an alarm go off, which actually meant that the fire doors were
open.
They rushed to it, and there was nothing there.
Insane ones I've ever seen.
The doors were closed, actually, when they got there.
One of the clearest things I've ever seen.
Back through this again. On CCTV camera,
you can see the robe, you can see the face, it's all white, the hands.
Can we see it?
Look at that shit.
Okay.
Look at that.
There are other CCTV cameras around Hampton Court, particularly after that fire. Nobody was seen approaching this particular spot. You don't see the doors actually being pushed open by hand. Figure strides forward and slams them shut. As you can see, and close-ups have shown that it appears to be dressed in medieval
clothes. Doors open on its own, and then this thing shows up to close
them. The key thing is it happened 3 days on the run. That's the only time that a figure actually appeared on the camera, and the other CCTV cameras and witnesses around saw nobody.
That's one of my favorite ones ever. I can't explain that.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. So. They think it was King Henry III. I mean, it looked like a king's robe. I could say that, I guess. But, it looks a little too real. No, it looks like it's freaking real.
Yeah.
I'll scroll through these here. Ghost car disappears. We saw that. Everybody, I think, seen that one.
I never seen it.
It's a pretty long clip. It's a cop chasing the car. And
it's been blocked.
Big surprise. Well, it got blocked, but what you see is a cop chasing a car and is running through the road, this little town, and then it goes on a dirt road and it runs right into a chain link fence, and the cop hits its brakes, and all you see is the car's brake lights on the other side of the fence. And then it disappears.
What?
Yeah. The fence wasn't moving. The fence wasn't hurt or, you know, torn down. It was pretty crazy. Ghost car on tape in front of a hospital. It's weird, but somewhat intriguing. Maybe it was a spirit of a restless patient that died in the hospital looking for closure. Let's see here. Okay.
Interesting music so far.
It is. Gets me interested. Looks legit. Two people just walking, and...
Is it that little mist I'm looking at
right
there?
Here in the middle here. It's walking back up the steps, it looks like to me. There it goes, up to the door. I'd say no. That's weird, but... Nah, I'd say no to that one.
There's one in Disneyland.
There's the one at Disneyland. I think everybody's probably seen that, but if not, here you go.
Hiya.
Pretty cool. A lot of movement. I mean, you can see this thing for seconds, man. Crazy.
I've never seen this one.
It walks the entire trail, dude. It's fucking crazy. There it comes right here. Look. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
They follow it through, like, three different cameras. Look at it. Legs. And this is security people watching this.
What?
Through the fence. It's illuminating its light from the camera screen. That's the camera lens. All these beams of light off these light, that's a reflection, and it's doing the same thing. It's emitting its own light, right there.
What the fuck?
Watch. Keeps going. There it is right there.
Yeah.
Goes into the water. This is water. Look.
It's walking across the water.
Yeah. It's freaking... That one was one of my favorites, too. Love that one.
That's weird.
You can look up, yeah, ghost hangs around Disneyland. Spirit caught on tape or great editing skills? What do you think? I know it's a bit far-fetched, but entertaining. No, I don't even want to see that one. This footage is from a place called the Dollhouse in 2009. Yes, I did watch 5 minutes of this, and yes, it did creep me out. I've actually seen this one, but not a video. I think this is... a camera you could watch on one of them cameras. If you look on your phone, when I first got the first iPhone, it was one of the camera, you can watch live cam apps and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, all it did was film dolls, and it's haunted. It said these dolls were haunted, blah, blah, blah. So I would just sit there and watch them. Nothing ever happened, but I'm thinking it was a bad idea. I'm watching 5 minutes of it. Sorry, guys. You can read that at your own leisure.
Indeed! March 20th, 2009, I'm a birthday.
Place, so they set this camera up and put it online for people to watch it. If you ever caught anything, you're able to like go and comment. Well, this is supposed to be something. Music's 11:25 and 24 seconds. Stayed visible for an incredibly long time in human realm, in the realm of human time, almost 2 minutes. The dolls were set in her room, but the cam was still to watch an empty stairs. Tom and her three children are busy elsewhere in the house. The camera went lower, blah, 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 norm, something that attempts to repeat it. The ability would fail, something incredible, blah, 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 visitors coming out of the dolls, and blah, 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 blah. Here she makes some, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Oh, there it is on the bottom of the steps. Here we go. Watch the bottom of the steps in front of the white door. There it is. That's cool. So I'm wrong. It seems to be that this is an investigation. So I'm wrong as far as that cam thing goes, but that's what I was saying. But I do see something appear at the bottom of the steps. Look, it's right there.
Yeah.
And then disappeared, and then comes back. Looks like a little kid. Filter enhancement, that always helps. Oh, okay. There's something there going down the steps. Mist figure.
The boy is there. Already.
Yeah, that's weird then. Wonder what that blue light was.
It's a very dark shadow.
Yeah. I mean, it's blocking out the wall and the bottom. It's there. And that's a freaking boy with black hair and a pajama.
Yeah,
it
looks like he's wearing a
those are pajamas, man. That's a kid. No kids wear that during investigations. If you want to fake that, okay. That's the steps. That's the kid. You can see his eyes, mouth. Right there. It's there. I mean, I don't want you to know. You don't gotta zoom in that much, buddy. Now that just looks like a blob of shit. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. There's your links. You can go see that. Ghostwalklive.com, dollhousecam.com, or kpinvestigation.com. We'll give them their credit due. Their due credit, whatever you want to call it.
Doo-doo. What?
Doo-doo. Boom-boom. That was a good one. Okay.
Ghost douche? What?
What?
Ghost in a gym. What a douche.
He is a douche.
It's a ghost douche.
That's on CNN. I think I did see this one before.
Kim Peterson was curious.
Kim Peterson.
Oh, well, they're old people, so they must be telling the
truth. She reviewed security tapes a couple weeks ago and saw that motion sensors kicked cameras into action, and there wasn't any action in the gym.
So I just called my security company and said, you know, is there a light bulb going out? Do I need to get up and clean the lens? And they reviewed it and said, I have no idea what that is.
Security cameras caught a white orb wandering around the gym.
I saw this one.
The orb hovers and lingers near the dumbbells.
I use
it
that word.
Leaves the frame, then orb? Comes back.
Yeah. These are news people have no idea what they're talking about.
Between 2 and 4:30 in the morning.
I'm sure there's a logical explanation.
But not one Provision Security has been able to come up with in the last 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah, what is it?
Reps told us the system is activated by motion, but not just any motion. They say a bug wouldn't turn this model on, or dust. It would take much more than headlights passing by. 600 other clients have the same system. But none of them have ever recorded a mystery.
My 8-year-old said, maybe Grandpa's just making sure you're doing okay in your new business, Mom.
Could be a spirit.
It could be.
You know, nothing's impossible.
Thank you, ma'am.
Except living forever. That's impossible.
That's impossible beyond that. Ghost of man's mother walks the hallway at night. This is baffling footage. You decide, is it real or not? Also, don't skip out on these YouTube comments. Some are laugh out loud funny.
Oh man. Oh my god.
When a family heard strange noises at night, they set up a video camera to find out what was making them. This is what they found on the tape the next morning. Ooh, that's nice.
Why did they always set up this scary music with it? Oh my god.
That's just a little scary. How would they know that that's the mother of anything?
Whatever the hell they said it was.
I'm not saying it's fake, because it doesn't look fake to me, but I don't say what it is. You have no idea. Look, he believes that it was the arm of his dead mother who used to live there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's just throw some shit out there for you people. He says that is his mother's ghost. Crosses the hallway at night. To check on her. Her arm's way down there. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, how tall was she? Like, look, here's the door handle.
Yeah.
And this thing is supposed to be way down here. That's an arm. Yeah. Was she 4'11"?
Yeah. That's just... I think it could be a real footage, but don't try to say what it is. Just say, look, I caught something on camera. Oh my goodness, people. Ghost in a pub, that was a good one.
That's the last one.
Yeah, we'll just play this last one here, and then we'll play the Gettysburg one, and we are going to be out. Okay. Actual stolen CCTV ghost tape, number 9. Weird. These are actually pretty cool. I've seen this one before. Watch the middle of the screen, I believe, in the carpet. Oh, it's right there. Okay. There it goes, yeah. They see it.
What?
They see it in the camera, or in sitting next to the dude. Watch. They both turn and look, and it just appears right next to them. It starts right here on the right, and then top middle on the wall. Just look a little bit. You can see it. Looks kind of like a face. You see the red arrow on the right? Right there. Click, click, boom. and then it just shows up right there with a face, see? Mm-hmm. And they both react to it. I don't know. That's something. They reacted to it. I'll give them that one. And once again, that is beyond siteparanormal.com. You can go look up your own ghosties. We're going to end this show with Ghost of Gettysburg. Anybody who knows Gettysburg knows it is probably the most haunted place ever, I would say. I've talked about Gettysburg my whole life. I've been going there my whole life. I've had my experiences. Everybody who goes there has something happen when you spend enough time. So, all the stuff I see from there, I lay credibility to it. And I'll be back there again. I'll be back there, I think, in June. And then November. So, we'll see what's up. We'll see what's up again. We'll play this last clip, C4AC. Yeah, this is actually Ghost Activity. It says walking through a park in Gettysburg, PA. The whole Gettysburg is a park.
The whole thing is a park.
So I don't know what this doesn't really give us anything. I know there was a very popular clip from the Triangle Battlefield of this similar happening, which is shadow figures marching. So go ahead and take a look at it and enjoy.
No sound. Ooh, I saw a light over there.
They start marching.
Yeah.
You see the orbs of light.
All the way up in the trees.
And then right here, next to the tree on the left, they start walking and manifesting there.
And then disappear.
And then it stays there by the tree. Boom, boom. Residual type, you know, just a record playing and repeat. You see, I saw more right here. More lights up in the tree. There's more light right there.
It's almost like residual gunfire.
Well, it is. That's what it is. Musket fire. The flash of the cap actually firing. And there it is in the middle and in the left. Marching, 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 marching.
Oh, there's
marching,
one, marching, two, marching. Three, four, five.
Yep. This is very common, believe me. Oh, I love this. This actually looks like part of the farm somewhere on maybe the outskirts of town, because this looks like a private fence here.
Yeah.
That all the fences on the park grounds are all wooden fences like they had back then.
They're all period.
Yeah, they're all period.
Period pieces.
Yeah. Posted, no trespassing, violators will be prosecuted. That's normally private property.
Yeah.
But it's still there over by the tree. That's just residual. It's just going. It's repeating the entire time.
There's
and here they are again.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. You can see his legs. I can actually see them holding a gun up right there.
Yeah, it looks like...
He's marching with it over his right shoulder.
There's another flash right there.
Mm-hmm. It's soldiers marching. That's what I see. I mean, that's crazy. I hate that there's no audio because I want to know why, what they were saying when they were sitting there staring at this.
Yeah, and why all of a sudden they stopped filming?
Yeah, you stand there as long as those things are happening. You just don't walk away from that.
That's the only question mark I have.
Yeah.
How is he staying so steady?
Yeah.
Unless, you know, he is just a private person and didn't see that with his own eyes.
Yeah.
And obviously it's getting close to dusk, and you have to be out of the park by then.
I don't know. But there's no comments. It says by admin. So they just found it on YouTube and they posted it on this website and they didn't give credit to who it actually was. So I can't find out who it actually was unless I click the YouTube link, maybe? Possibly? Because I might be able to contact them to find out.
Night Ghost House.
Night Ghost House. They have 12,000 subscribers. Here's some comments. What the heck is going on behind the tree? That's what I was wondering. Just incredible. So many things going on. I don't know where to look. Creepy. Wow. What time was this filmed? Nice comments, actually, for a ghost video.
Yeah.
Those are the top comments, but...
filmed October 9th, 2009.
Obviously,
education.
Yeah, obviously a private person just put it on their YouTube channel. I'm actually going to...
That's obviously not the first person who published it.
No, not at all.
No.
No. It only got 993 views. That's actually pretty crazy for... That's a really good clip. They specialize in ghosts.
Not the original.
No, they specialize in ghosts, though. The number one ghost video channel.
I don't think so.
I don't believe that, but I'll subscribe. I'll subscribe to you, Chief. Just because you went to Gettysburg. And I like me some Gettysburg. Ooh, what am I under? I'm under Autalk. Okay, whatever. Alright. Good. Good clips. Definitely believe the Gettysburg. What else do we believe? Possibly the little girl in the woods under the trail cam.
Yeah. The one with the little boy at the bottom of the steps.
Little boy at the bottom of the steps. I think that was 100% real.
The king one outside in the court?
That was one of my favorite of all time. I've seen that for the last 10 years.
I've never seen most of those.
Shit. I mean, that's all I did. Watch freaking news. Oh, I've seen most of them online. The ghost one was one of the best. Or the king one was one of the best. Anything with Gettysburg. And if you watch any ghost video from Gettysburg, you will see that most of them, 90% of them, show up looking like that white... misty, marching, you can see walking, but they're all white, misty figures. They can't all be faked the same way, you know? Triangle Battlefield one you can find online pretty good. They're pretty much just repeating walking up through the woods and all that. There's actually audio. That was on TV a couple times, but...
I have seen that one.
The one we just watched, I think, is even better. So, hopefully that gets a little more views. But, yeah, head out to Gettysburg because that's, you might be able to find out what I'm talking about.
Next time I go, I'm taking a ghost tour.
Taking a ghosty?
Taking a ghosty.
Yeah. I mean, they're fun. You're not going to hunt or anything, but you can find out more of the ghost stuff, I guess. Everything I've experienced just staying there and walking the grounds and... being a Civil War reenactor, but yeah, you can do the ghost stuff and just focus on that.
Do they take you on the battlefields at night for the ghost tours?
No.
You're not allowed out there?
Nope. It's all in town. They go past the houses, like the house I already took you to, the Jenny Wade house and the, you know, the orphanage and cemetery and the main street. They'll tell you what houses were and all that stuff, but you're not allowed on the grounds.
Never mind then.
Yeah. It's not worth it. The only thing that goes on the grounds is the bus tours, and it's all in the daytime. Yeah, go to Gettysburg. Yeah, it's fun. Otherwise, hope you enjoyed the ghost clips. This is an all-ghosty episode. Trying to get more of these going on. Get more material. We'll come back again. Where are we going here? We got next month. Steel City Con.
Yeah, I got Steel City Con next month.
Yeah, Steel City Con next month. April 16th will be there. Oh, shit.
Yeah, just a bunch of Hillview between then and now.
Yeah. But that be it.
We're pretty boring.
Pretty boring. But we'll try to find you some more clips maybe you've never seen before. And if you're interested in anything paranormal, please feel free to let me know. And like me on like the page on Facebook, Odd Talk with Jim. I'll be posting this on my personal page, so all my friends are going to see it, I guess. Whoever you are, I don't know you.
Don't really care.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Please listen. Please watch. Enjoy. Bye-bye.